We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Gresh and Keith.
You feel like you have something to prove basically going into this year.
Double duh. I have a job and responsibility to myself, to hold myself to a standard. My faults, my bads, I'm going to get them next time. Those are slowly but surely being flushed out of my vernacular.
Andy Gresh.
Marsh and Berge, understandably, would like us to take another run. It's worth taking one more shot at it here.
Double duh.
Rich Keith.
And I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up.
Double duh.
Gresh and Keith.
Today is my half birthday.
What's that cheeseburger doing in there?
On WEEI.
Into the final hour here on this Wednesday afternoon. NBA coaches are getting fired left and right. We'll get an update. We'll get an update from Andy Hart down at mini camp. Oh boy. Some shime-friendly news coming out of camp today.
Sure is.
In terms of the quarterbacks. By the way, speaking of shime, he is manning the Twitch chat. For those of you who are watching us do this show, weei.com/watch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Get your comments in on the old Twitch chat. The text machine has been, flying today, 37937, and on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe. Well, the Red Sox won down in Atlanta yesterday, but Eddie Rodriguez with not another great performance. I know Will Fleming joined us earlier, and he was like, hey, this is, you know, basically it's just kind of like, hey, I don't think it's that bad. This is who Eddie is right now. But, you know, we're about halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And this guy is not good. This was to be the biggest impending free agent for the Boston Red Sox, in theory, because he had the ability to be a number one starter. But it ain't good. That ERA is 6.4 right now.
Well, the whole season has been really weird, considering most of us thought the Red Sox would be about a 500 team. They're much, much better than that.
Way better, yeah.
One of the reasons we thought they were going to be like that was because Rodriguez would be their only reliable starter, when in reality, he's been the worst of the group. Pivetta has had a bunch of really good starts. Richards has had a bunch of really good starts. Perez, until recently, has had a lot of good starts. Rodriguez, good start to the year, and then hasn't been able to get out of his own way. So on the one hand, I understand what Will Fleming is saying. He's like, I don't think he's hurt, and I thought there were some positives. But the problem is the results eventually are going to have to come. You can't just be like, hey, four runs in four innings, that's all right. Like, no, it's not. It's not all right. He's going to have to be better. And oh, by the way, if teams are going to start to cut back on what they were doing with the baseball and messing around with the baseball, you know, having a really good pitcher is going to become even more important, because it seems like there's going to be just runs flying all over the place. And he had a bad month of May, and he's even worse in the month of June. So he really needs to turn around, not just for his sake. Like, he's an impending free agent. He clearly needs to get better if he wants to make, as Will told us, you know, Zach Wheeler money, or one of these guys that was a free agent a year ago. If he wants to make that kind of money, he can't have a 6 ERA, which is currently what he's working with.
I've lost all faith in him developing into a frontline starter. It isn't there. If we haven't seen it by now, and I know that he's dealt with many issues. We know with COVID, we know with the heart issue.
Pre-COVID, though, he was hurt all the time.
Yeah, he's overcome a lot, but he is not going to develop into the number one. And if he does, it ain't going to be here. And I think if it does, it's going to be down the road for someone else, that I'm willing at this point to just throw the hands up and be like, okay, If he finds a way to bounce back and they can keep him, fine. But this is not the future of your rotation.
No, if he's so bad, I'd be fine offering him a one-year prove-it deal if he wants to reset the whole thing and try to go after it again. Now, there might be a team that pays him off of what he did in 2019.
Dave Dombrowski in Philly.
He could. Yeah, he could. But here's the thing. He's 28 right now. So you're talking about if you sign him to a long-term deal, he's already going to be in his 30s by that second year on the contract. And then how much are you really going to get out of him? So it's a leery guy. Like, I brought up the idea of signing him early, but only if it is, you know, incredibly team-friendly.
He has not earned that whatsoever. So the Red Sox did get the win, 10-8. They will take on the Braves tonight right here on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is MASTER. Text MASTER to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. MASTER. Text it to 72881. Four more chances for you to win $1,000 coming up this afternoon with OMF right here on WEEI and the WEEI Sports Radio Network. One quick thing on the Red Sox. So they'll wrap up tonight in Atlanta, and then it's day off, and then they go play the Royals. And the Royals are in the middle of the AL Central, but it's the whole, we're going to get to see Benny Biceps once again. Some people will
get excited.
Yeah, I'm not one of them.
No.
I didn't think you were either. No.
I thought they could have gotten more for him, but by no means was I really upset when he left.
Well, and the numbers haven't exactly sort of bore out that, they probably should have gotten a ton for the guy anyway. Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, Andy Hart from WEEI.com, as we talk some football and mini camp. I didn't know Hart got his own music. Hello, apparently. Andy.
Hello, I like it. Upbeat, let's go. I'm ready.
Well, this was the old Fast Five. So Hart used to write an article on the website called the Fast Five. I got axed, but this was the theme song for that.
Oh, they had to make room for John to get in there and all that? Okay.
Yeah. They needed that John
article. Needed a left-wing wacko.
Andy Hart, quickly before we get into football, your thoughts on this lobsterman who allegedly was in the whale's mouth saying that he wants Matt Damon to play him in the movie. Your thoughts?
You can say allegedly. I can say liar, never happened, full of crap. It smelled immediately, smelled fishy. I believe in the old stink test. No matter what it is in life, follow your nose. If something smells funny, get the hell away from it. Get the hell away from the story. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, and then you find out later, he just happened to have all these other issues in his life where a plane crashes and he's the only one that survives. I think they need to start researching this guy. He might be more than a con artist. He could be criminal.
What about allegedly. Lucky? What about Lucky? He could be got a lot of stories to tell, like Forrest Gump.
So the doctors don't believe him because they're like, wait a minute, you were 45 deep and you didn't have any issues coming up.
Now you're believing the doctors, Hart? Please. For a year straight, you were believing the doctors.
I'm going to believe the guy that ran to the hospital and then the first camera he could find immediately after going down the Pinocchio route, isn't that what this is? Or Jonah, or whoever the hell else these biblical stories are about people going in bellies of whales. The guy's full of crap.
I love it. There we go. We teed him right up. By the way, Keefe is the only guy in on the positive side of that story. This is the rare time where Rich is on the other side. Everybody else is with you, Hart, and Colin Bunk. So I know yesterday your thought was, well, today was the day that Mac Jones crossed the bridge, and then today all we see is, oh, my God, Mac Jones sucked. So what's the truth here?
Yep. He had a little bit of a step back day. You know, rookie quarterbacks, it happens, Gresh. You see this at all levels. Inexperience is going to rear its ugly head. Now, I will say the interesting part for me is not only did Mac, I thought, take a step back, Cam Newton might have had the best practice I've seen. Hell, Cam Newton made one throw down the sideline to James White on a little wheel route beating Kyle Van Noy, dropped it right over Van Noy's shoulder into the bucket for James White. Might be the best throw I've ever seen Cam Newton make. Certainly as a Patriot, it was the best throw I've ever seen him make. Game, practice, warm-ups, air, buckets, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, as ugly as it was yesterday, and I did think, you know, everybody fixated. I know I talked about it. Tom Curran talked about it. Giardi was on it. The body language and the mopey Cam over the second half of practice yesterday after he didn't get as many reps. Today, he was just energetic from start to finish, bouncing around, yelling, dancing. The whole Cam experience was in full effect for 2+ hours. Now, obviously, it's easier to keep that rolling when you're actually having a good practice and you're getting equal to or more reps than Mac. And, you know, even Jarrett Stidham, I thought, got a few more reps today, had a little bit of a bounce back. But, yeah, the what do they say? Like, you know, water levels itself out. And there was a little step back for Mac Jones in his coronation as the quarterback.
Yeah, a learning experience there. What do you think the most – what's the most important thing for Cam Newton? Is it just keeping that energy up the whole time, or is it, you know, hitting guys that are wide open? Like, because I feel like going into the year, I don't expect him to be a great passer all of a sudden. So that might not be the thing that, like, oh, he really desperately needs to do. But is there something that you think they're looking for from Cam during these practices?
I think timely throws. I mean, it's a little bit of the old Tebow thing we used to watch in practice where everybody on the field is saying, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball, throw the ball, get rid of the ball. I think it's that, because we know, we've talked about this, whoever the quarterback is, you're not looking to sling it 38 times a game. You're not looking to get the ball down the field with regularity. It's going to be screens and checkdowns and little crossers and slants. So quick, short, accurate passes, where have I heard that before, right? I mean, that's been the Patriots' offense outside of the Moss era for 20 years. And I think that's what they want to be with this defense and this running game. So, I mean, I think that's why a lot of people are veering towards Mac as not just, oh, he practiced well yesterday, but theoretically he makes more sense when you're looking for a short, accurate passer. And I know Crapsheet said the thing this morning that he doesn't think that Mac will play unless there's an injury. I could not disagree with that more. I'll be stunned if Mac Jones does not play this year. I'll be stunned.
Andy Hart of WEEI.com here with Gresh and Keefe talking about everything that went down at Patriots camp today. Was there anything or anyone who stood out to you other than those QBs?
87, who is, I guess, Ross, a tryout practice squad wide receiver.
Yeah, it's Ross.
Welcome to minicamp.
Yeah,
he stunk yesterday. He made some plays today. And, you know, you see that 87, obviously you think of Gronk, and it's like, why'd they give it to this guy who doesn't even get his name on the roster? But we've talked about this. The lack of proven commodities at the wide receiver position, I really think it is wide open. Like, there's opportunities for whoever you are. Even if you're not on the roster, you could end up on the roster in September catching passes. I still think Jacoby Myers is the guy that, you know, is ahead of the pack. But Gunner has had two really nice days catching the football. I'm not really on the Gunner train that a lot of people are, that he's the next Edelman and all this. But, again, the door is wide open for whoever wants to seize the opportunity. And I think Gunner is at least trying to do that. I would say my biggest takeaway is, and this is something I'll bounce back at you guys as a topic of discussion, Josh McDaniels has been the most vocal person on the practice field nonstop for OTAs, mini camp, unhappy, happy, loud, energetic, leading drills, yelling from one drill to the other. And I said to Giardi when we were sitting there watching, you think this is just, well, he's got a young quarterback, a lot of changes on offense. He's sort of in the spotlight. He's got a lot that he needs to manage here. Or is this some sort of trying to ascend to a position of authority as sort of next in line? I know there's been a lot of, oh, Matt Patricia's hanging out with Bill a lot. Maybe Josh is asserting himself on the practice field so people remember that he's still around and he still could be a head coach in waiting.
Yeah, that could be. I feel like it's probably just more of a Tom Brady's not here, so we have to really get the most out of this position group. Like, we don't know what we're going to have. Last year we had the worst quarterback in the league, and so we need to do better. Right. I mean, it could be that. As for the
I'm overthinking it, you're telling me.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
he's, you know.
They could be.
You give me 2.5 hours sitting on a hill watching guys run around in shorts. There's going to be a lot of things that go through my head. Not all of them, can I say?
No. Yeah, save some of those for the website.
Podcast, yes.
Yeah. You got the podcast, so you got plenty of opportunities. As for the receivers that you mentioned, I'm curious because I liked what the Patriots did overall in free agency, but I don't like individually either of the wide receivers that much that they brought in. So with the tight ends and with Myers and with James White, is it crazy to think that Aguilar and Bourne might be like fifth or sixth on the team in receptions this year?
Absolutely not crazy. I think those guys are going to be maddening. My early interpretation of Aguilar and Bourne is they have enough talent, so they're going to show you something. Like, we know Aguilar made some plays last year, averaged 18 yards a catch. So the Fitzies of the world will see one catch or one game and be like, that's why we paid him. Damn right, he's my number one receiver. And then, you know, there'll be three drops and an inability to get off the line the next game. And Bourne might not even give you too many opportunities to rave about him. I still don't really understand the Bourne signing. He, to me, feels like you paid more money for Jacoby Myers, who you already had. Mm. Like, he's not, and I would say his hands probably are not as good as Jacoby Myers. But I think those guys are two guys that may tease you a little bit, but you're going to look at the wide receiver position as, it falls way behind the running backs, way behind the tight ends in terms of the guys you can rely on regularly in the passing game.
Any surprise that Dante Hightower clapped back at the media being like, y'all created this story about retirement?
Well, first of all, did us all create it, or did like a fan on Twitter create it and it sort of took on a life of its own, the Spike King or whatever the guy's name is?
Yeah, it was Spike King. It was Spike King.
All in on this, right? So, I mean, I didn't see Giardi or Mike Reese or anybody, you know, these respected currents of the world. I didn't see a lot of people in the media, quote unquote. This was sort of a modern social media fan-driven story. But I do also think he can say he opted out for a single year. But we saw with Patrick Chung, it was the beginning of the end. And he's in a similar boat, right? He's an aging guy with a little bit of an injury history that you could say, oh, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you get a taste of retirement. Parcells, like, if you're thinking about retirement, you're already retired. So I don't think it was ridiculous to perceive that maybe Hightower could be done for good. But I'll tell you, he looks pretty damn good out there to me. We talked about it yesterday, the interception, the sack. He's very active on that front seven. Again, it helps that nobody's allowed to block him because nobody has pads on. But he looks good in shorts. Yeah.
Now, Hightower's wife even tweeted at Spike King and was like, I'm paraphrasing, LOL, who are you? Like one of those. So, so you're like, okay. Well, speaking of players' wives, we know that you have tweeted with Mrs. Stephon Gilmore in the past.
Yeah. Yep.
Any new scuttlebutt today? Obviously, Belichick was asked once again, and Curran tried getting him, you know, to reveal something. It just didn't happen. And anything new, any discussions going on there with in and around Stephon Gilmore?
No, I don't think so. I think this is going to be an interesting story to watch over the next, whatever we have, month and a half or 6 weeks until we get to the end of camp. And, you know, when they do this, do they do the Patriot way, which is usually drag your feet and go for the Andrew Brandt, you know, deadline spur action and wait till late July and then slide an offer across the table. I don't know. I find this interesting. I still look back to the beginning of this story on Monday as interesting. Belichick's comments about the weather and some things coming together here and not being sure who's here. My gut still makes me wonder if they had talks over the weekend. He wasn't sure if maybe Gilmore was going to accept it or not accept it. And that maybe led to that comment and that confusion. So I would say if that were the case, that's a good sign that he thought it was at least close, but my guess is we're going to be following this into the start of training camp.
And finally, do you have an Ernie Adams moment you can share with us since today was Big Earn's last day?
Yeah, Big Earn's last day, and I think they were singing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow at the end of practice.
Oh, God! Yeah. What is this, 1975?
Well, it's probably appropriate for him and sort of what you see from him and the way he dresses. He's not exactly a modern young whippersnapper, so He's a Jolly Good Fellow is probably appropriate. But, yeah, they kicked us out, and I saw, like, the Kraft Sports Productions film crew going over, and I think Ernie was being sort of addressing the team, or the team was, you know, being presented with Ernie on his last day, I guess, here. But my favorite story is way back when, 2000, 2001, Lee Johnson, if you guys remember the punter in the early days there, and he came out, I was talking to Paul Perillo, Board, just like, you know, just hanging out in the locker room. And he came up to, he's like, do you guys know who that guy is who always stands behind us on the practice field with his arms crossed and the dark sunglasses on? What does he do? Because he's always really close to us and watching really closely. And I think that was a perfect description. Like, not even the players really knew what Ernie does. And I know he sort of talked about today, he did whatever he needed to do to help the team, sort of a classic Belichickian answer. But he was a man of mystery, not just to fans, media, outsiders. I think he remains a man of mystery to people not named Belichick and maybe Kraft, like players. You know, he just was the guy that was always lurking in the background. You weren't sure what he did, You know, he would be a good Rich Keith conspiracy theory guy, like one of these modern fixers. What does he do?
Yeah.
He fixes whatever you need. He said, yes, you need a body buried? He mm-hmm. buries it. You need a call on third down? He's got it. You need a replay review? He's got it. Ernie's a fixer. So, yeah, Lee Johnson was on that early when he noticed. He just always was lurking in the background, but you're never sure what he's doing.
Interesting stuff from Andy Hart. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate the intel.
All right, guys, enjoy the summer. I'm on vacation, baby.
There you go.
All right, Hart, enjoy.
Andy Hart on the Harbor One Hotline. And, of course, you can read him at WEEI.com. You can hear Big Earn now. I came up with the filming scheme.
Like, you're like, okay. All right.
I'm the one who perfected it. He sounds like a villain in a movie, doesn't he?
For sure.
Like, he would be the guy who would be, like, turned around, you know, and it would be, the job is done, and he's like, excellent. And then he, like, turns around in the chair and everything.
Yeah, those are always the best villains, too, the ones that are just so smart. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to beat you in a fight. They're not going to physically, but they can outsmart you. And that's what Ernie is, a little Lex Luthor to him.
Oh, there is no, in khaki pants.
khaki pants.
Lex Luthor in khaki pants, exactly right. Hey, don't forget, you can take us wherever you go, WEEI.com, on the Odyssey app. Like, your phone, you can listen to us on your phone all day long.
So easy. For God's sake.
It really is. Download the Odyssey app. Ask your smart speakers to play WEEI. We'll get to 3T coming up. But right now, Smiley Shine with his final trend of the day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More Crash and Keefe right now on WEEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
Time for the 3Ts. It is our Rise of the Machines. You can watch this show on your machine through Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or weei.com/watch. You can also text us at 37937 or on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. Shime is the gatekeeper of 3T. Shime, what do we have today?
Promise it won't be too much of me this time, guys. I'll do my best.
Well, but it was very Shime heavy.
Unfortunately, though, the first one of the day is me. From the 774, I've never seen Twitch. Whenever I picture Shime in my head, I imagine a short, fat, bald guy in sweatpants.
I don't know why everybody goes short with Shime.
I don't know.
Everybody always assumes short. I don't get that part.
Because of Costanza, short, stocky, bald man.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm also not fully bald, just balding. There's a difference.
Nobody would ever know because you wear a hat every second of the day.
This is true.
It's kind of a giveaway, though.
Yeah, that's
like, at least John turns his around and has the poof out the front of the hat.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that from me.
You don't wear fitted hats, do you, Shime?
Yeah, I'm wearing a fitted hat.
I
right
didn't know
second.
That was fitted or not.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've had ones before that aren't fitted.
Yeah,
that's
I wear both.
I
go both, gotcha. Both ways, as some
I
say.
I heard they go both ways.
And you can ask Rich Keefe. I don't think I've ever worn sweatpants to this show once.
No, that's definitely a me thing.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Juddy on Twitter. How do I explain to my 7-year-old son that putting stuff on a baseball is cheating, and everyone you watch on TV has been cheating for years, and oh, by the way, go out and enjoy playing the game.
Yeah, think of the kids. That's definitely a big one. You say when you get to professional sports, then you can cheat on the ball.
A How's kid that? Likes baseball?
Yeah, this story is
very
less
delayed.
Likely than the lobster guy.
One exactly. of the replies was actually he should find a better sport to play.
Yeah. Well, all right. all right.
We were talking about in D-Generation Bets. We were talking about some golf. Some people very anti-Dustin Johnson. From the 413, yeah, DJ sucks. He's a choke artist. Oh. From the 401, stay away from Johnson. He stinks in the freezer. Never heard that expression, but...
I mean, I guess it's supposed to cut down on smell, so it's just kind of reinforcing.
Yeah. Worked in Goodfellas.
Right. If you have a dead body, what do? Throw him in a freezer.
Well, yeah, it's because it stops the decaying process.
Everybody knows that.
Of course. At Fitzy's Wallet on Twitter said, when Scheim starts giving out Gretchen Keefe bets... GIF of Kylo Ren screaming, more, more, more.
Hey, listen, man. So, yeah, you know what? It's for the events Did right that... now because in football season, it's going to be full-blown all the over the place.
Stop.
Not
oh,
yeah,
we'll
every day.
Yeah.
Well, there's football
bets.
Almost every day of the week. Oh, so for us, it makes it easier.
Listen, Maction, mm-hmm. Conference USA now plays on
Monday
Wednesday
night football,
nights.
Thursday night football.
Yeah.
So much.
Your daily fantasy, like, I mean,
whatever it takes.
From the 619, so why was Gresh driving with his pants off?
We tried to figure that out.
It wasn't.
I don't know if we got the answer.
No.
That we were satisfied
When I woke
with.
Up, Rubbing I was looking down.
At Mr. Jahan on Twitter, Keefe and Scheim continuously interrupting Gresh during his car accident story was hilarious.
We're trying to add to it, trying to flush out the detail. That's all that was.
That's right. They're trying to keep you forgetting the accent is really what it is. Mm-hmm. One of those save you from yourself kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Keith mentioned that I wear a hat literally every day. Someone in Twitch said, Scheim, if I sent you a hat, would you wear it?
I thought these weren't about Scheim.
I just said they weren't all about me.
Then the first
him.
One was about him.
That's
There's
right.
a gambling one about him. There's one about some guy's trying to give him a free hat to wear.
There's not another one about me for a while. Don't worry.
I'll take a free hat. They're sending hats. It'd be a good hat, though.
Right? I'd wear it, even if it was like a nice big jester hat or a top hat or something. I'd wear it.
What do you
wear
for a day?
You wear a top hat?
Might as well. Get a monocle.
Yeah, but how would you put your headphones on?
There we go. We get you a little.
Put
cane.
Them on like Gresh sideways, like
oh,
this.
Oh yeah, sideways.
Great. There we go.
That's true.
The Scheim's gonna
or get
turn
really
into...
long ones that go all the way over the top of the top hat.
Or you can do the old Mike Francesa. They looked like he was wearing the same like the doctors wear. Remember, he had like the little. Like...
Oh yeah. It's like the when you have the stethoscope,
stethoscope.
Right? The individual ears.
Very
I don't
odd.
Like those.
I've never
I need
seen
the
those.
Ear covered. Yeah.
I do too.
Or pull the Greg Hill where I just don't wear
no
any.
Headphones.
However, Scheim dressing as Mr. Peanut now. Monocle, top like hat. That. We get him a cane and a tuxedo.
Wait
there
for
you
Halloween.
Go.
There you go.
That's good.
David Ortiz, trending now. John just pooped his pants.
Oh, that's unfounded. He's only run to the bathroom, I think, like three times this show.
Yeah, but those are all ones because I chug water.
Okay, now here we go. Now he's talking about the ones, please.
Right, so yesterday when you guys noted, like, you guys, I said, like, the jokes are really getting old. They haven't been funny now in a while. And you guys said you want them to keep going because, you know, jokes 1 through 25 might stink and 26 might be funny. Yeah. If we can get to 26, that would be great because that was not 26 right there.
No, not necessarily, but it's all slow build.
You know, for someone who willingly told this story on the air, you're now all of a sudden becoming
a little
sensitivo.
About it. Yeah.
The fact
no,
that
I think
you're
the,
known
I think
for...
the story's hilarious, but the joke, like the David Ortiz himself needs to retire from these jokes because his have all been horrible.
Well,
I disagree.
That's his thing. His name's David Ortiz. Of course, it's going to be a little punny. And
it's going to be
little...
very corny or yes. very cheesy. Yes.
Then just tell Scheim's brother to get rid of that Twitter.
It's definitely not my brother. Neither of my brothers are this creative.
Brother?
Sorry.
Brother.
From the 623, we talked about Keith's snake story.
His brother was a minor.
Hey, brother.
From the 623, I would have burned my house down and moved. I don't do snakes. Burn the house down. Oh.
Yeah,
move.
I had two choices. I could sell the house, because in this market, I could probably get out of it pretty quickly, or just burn it to the ground and hope that all the snakes go with it.
Yeah.
Two choices.
There's one problem in that.
Yeah, I'm out of a house.
Nah, your wife.
Yeah, she might not
selling
like
her on that.
Nah,
listen, I love this house. If you can't deal
go.
With a snake, too bad.
Oh my God.
From the 781, they must have done text-to-speech because this is bad. I'm gonna electrician. I found one in a drop ceiling in Umbody's basement that was 12 feet long.
I saw that one. Yeah, the guy was like, basically, he's an electrician. He opened up and then boom, 12 footer.
Out. Right then there. You have to move.
Then you have to
burn that
it
place
all down.
Has been taken over. You no longer own that property.
Interesting thought from the 617. I always believed someone with such the over the top fear of something died from that fear in a previous life.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have like there was a snake wrapped around my neck when I was little and I was always scared.
No, but maybe a snake killed you in a previous life.
Could definitely be.
I feel like it's the opposite because everybody who says that they weren't afraid of snakes is lying because all those people got killed by snakes, so the gene never got passed down throughout humanity. So everyone's at least a little afraid of snakes.
What?
Well, also, you know, Adam and Eve, they want you to be
fear
afraid of snakes.
Fear is not a gene.
And yeah, I'm not
sure it can be. How do you know that?
And I'll be the one to tell you that at least I'm not afraid of snakes. I've handled them before and all that.
So you're lying.
Yeah, when you crash your car.
How am I lying? Plus, fried rattlesnake's pretty good.
You've eaten a snake?
Snake nuggets, yeah.
Fried rattlesnake.
Yeah, snake nuggets.
You've not had snake nuggets,
no, you're right. I just assumed
I do believe
in West Virginia.
You're trying to spin a story here.
No, but Arizona, it's like they have snake on menus out there.
Snake on a stick.
Places, yeah.
Stop it.
I guess eel stick. That'd be good.
The snake of the sea.
I guess the Dork Podcast isn't reviewing snakes on a plane anytime soon.
No. No, we're not.
From the 603. Keith, I have the exact same thing you have with snakes, except with black olives. Absolutely
Stop.
Everything about
That's
them.
That's not a real thing.
If my wife wants black olives on her pizza, she orders a small on her own and isn't allowed to kiss me or touch me until she brushes her teeth.
Stop it. That's not the same thing. Don't try to lump in your
Sounds
weird
like a
thing
healthy relationship.
About black olives. Yeah, and she still insists upon it. That'd be like my wife ordering the snake nuggets. I mean, be like, enough with the snake nuggets. She would know not to do that.
She could make them.
Yes, yeah, she could. Chef. She could. But yeah, she didn't want to cook this snake up after it got killed.
Oh, you can imagine. Rich coming home and like the rattlesnake, like a nice 10-footer, is just hanging in the kitchen, all skin and ready to be cut up.
I would
What's
die.
What's this,
I would literally
Keith
die.
Would run.
I would die from it.
Open the door, gone.
Like just
like scared. Running down the road, hands in the air.
Listen, like Looney Tunes cartoon, his feet are moving so fast,
like
it's like a giant circle.
He's in a car.
It doesn't happen often, but I would be scared to death.
Like the snake's out there this big.
That phrase gets thrown around a lot, but that'd be the first. Like, how'd he go? Scared.
I wanted to share my snake story.
He died terrified.
All right, get in line, sir.
So we have a great text here from the 603. This might have some things that need to be discussed here. Keefspiracy. Jordan's Furniture lobbied MLB to crack down on foreign substances to avoid giving Keith free furniture.
Wow. Is it a coincidence that I have all this furniture that could be free to me? I get all my money right back if they throw a no-hitter. And it was trending as though it would have been crazier for them not to throw a no-hitter. But now you take out the spider tack and everything else, Eduardo Rodriguez can't even throw 5 innings. So there's no hitter. No chance. Chance of a no-hitter.
Can you imagine, like, at the end of filming a commercial, like, the Elliot from Jordan's just hangs around and goes, yeah, I want to send this to Rob Manfred, and he
Call
just
MLB.
Leans in with the whole, you know.
I got evidence of a lot of cheaters in baseball. Like, wait, what? There's no way anybody in the Red Sox throws a no-hitter.
I went to Fenway Park, and I saw that the cheaters were there. I don't want to give away this recliner.
There's just no chance now. I mean, even a combined no-hitter works, but don't you think that everybody's ERA as a team is going to go up like a run going forward?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is the time to make your moves for fantasy baseball, but I don't think the folks at Jordan's would go that far necessarily. However, it's a it would then now make it a hell of a story if they took away the sticky balls and we still got a Red Sox no-hitter.
Uh-huh.
And especially if it was Eddie Rodriguez or Garrett Richards.
Rubbing the balls.
That's Garrett Richards. Well, I would thank him.
From the 413, Shime, are you kidding me? You're more likely to be mistaken for the said whale swallowing said person.
Another Shime one.
Ouch. Come on. Yep. These are still
last three.
Mostly Shimes.
All right, guys.
Shime.
See, I think what happens is, and this isn't Shime's fault, but Shime is in the Twitch chat, and he is messaging people in there.
So
and
they make fun of me more than they make fun of you guys.
Like the one day I went in the Twitch chat, I tried to open it up to Q&A in there. Nothing.
Donowald.
Yep. absolutely like
and every
crickets.
Time, and I
I'm
go
like,
on,
all right, screw you.
And I go on the Twitch chat with my Twitch name, and people are like, oh, this is a fake.
Right.
Because I use Gresho Zuna.
Yeah, so we try.
Like the great Yoko Zuna.
I was in their dork podcast, crickets.
Nothing. Is there another way for me to come at this thing?
Exactly. Exactly. I guess not.
It's the line of the day.
I guess not.
Well, took a run at it. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks, Tom. The last thing I will leave you guys with from the 401, apparently the Greg Hill Show was complaining about someone leaving one in the bathroom. I immediately assumed it was John.
Yep. And you assumed correctly.
No, that's very inaccurate because that was also there yesterday after the Greg Hill Show, so we actually think it was Curtis. This was an incident behind the scenes at the station yesterday.
So, just so we're clear,
yeah.
Someone left evidence of a growler in the hopper?
Correct.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, just a giant
growler. That was discovered during our show yesterday by OMF producer Ryan, and he came in and he said, I think it was Curtis.
Now, what's really impressive about it, isn't that an automatic flush? So basically, you have to hardwire the thing to not flush automatically.
Or you have to go to the bathroom while it's flushing and then wipe and get out of the way before it recognizes
you need to
that you
dive out of the way of the sensor in order to leave it in there. So it takes actually quite a bit of athleticism and dexterity.
Tremendous
athletic
feat.
It's impossible. Those stalls are so small.
Tiny.
Or
tiny stalls.
Or unathletic feet where you crapped so much it couldn't take in everything that it
Mother
flushed.
Of God, now what are we doing
what's
here?
Wrong with you?
Through trial and error, I have discovered that is possible in these bathrooms. I have heard through the grapevine about this.
Good Lord.
All right, I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
I'm done with this conversation.
All right, that's T3 for the day, boys.
We've plunged into the depths. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You got something. Oh, yeah, we got something next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
At 1:51, it's time for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know the busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. Oh, I got something.
You got something?
How about this headline? Post Malone spent $1.6 million on two new teeth that took 3 months to create.
Teeth?
We know that old Posty has got, millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, right?
Yes.
And, Post Malone dropped $1.6 million on a dental makeover with the help from the father of the diamond dentistry, Dr. Thomas Connolly, who boasts clients such as Shaq and Odell Beckham Jr., where basically he got a natural porcelain veneer work framed with two diamond fangs with a total weight of 12 carats. Most engagement rings might be 2 carats if you're going real high end and you're willing to drop 15 grand.
You must be doing well if you're doing that.
Really?
2 carats? Yeah. You'll be doing pretty well.
That's what I got my wife. I don't know about
well,
you,
that. Your first wife?
Second.
Okay.
I designed both rings, though.
But that's my point. I feel like, if you're getting married when you're young, 2 carats is tough to get to.
Yeah.
You're
going
to bankrupt yourself. But anyway, I get your point.
Here's what it looks like.
There is nothing I think is more useless than diamonds in your teeth. I have no use for that. It makes no sense.
The whole teeth thing.
I'm shocked he didn't get like a 3D Dorito as one of his teeth.
Yeah, he does like Doritos, that guy.
He does. He's sponsored by it.
That's a good point.
Shime, you got something.
I sure do, guys. There may be a battle brewing amidst the parody accounts born from the Gresh and Keefe program.
Oh, boy.
David Ortiz on Twitter said, at Gresh Keef, Twitch David Ortiz is sullying the good name of Ortiz with these jokes. Guys, I think we might have a Hell in a Cell battle to the death on our hands between Twitter David Ortiz and Twitch David Ortiz.
That is interesting, right? That there's the Twitter David Ortiz and the Twitch David Ortiz are different David Ortizes.
I would spend money to see what just both of these specimens look like in real life.
I also need to know if Garrett Richards' jacket is the same on Twitter and Twitch. Because if not, we could just have a tornado tag match.
Oh,
the Twitters versus the Twitchers.
Ref Shines Frog.
Let me tell you something. I'm proud of you for using tornado tag match. Yep. That is good wrestling knowledge.
That is.
You're welcome. John, you got something?
I don't. Rich?
So one of the best TV shows from last year is back tonight for season two. Dave, starring Little Dicky, the rapper Little Dicky. It's on. It's one of the best shows.
It's so
in
good.
The longest time. It really is. It's an incredible show. He's a legitimate good rapper.
Sounds like a porn.
It's a funny, funny show. And they're releasing two episodes tonight, and then it'll be every Wednesday throughout the rest of the season.
What platform?
I'm super excited. It's on FX.
Can also be watched on Hulu.
Hulu the next day.
Oh, I got
you. So it's one of those deals.
I have FXX. It's in between the FS1 and FS2 if you have Xfinity. Right?
And he was on SportsCenter today. Little Dicky was.
Oh.
He's from Philly, and he did his top 10 Philly sports moments.
Oh.
Number one. Allen Iverson stepping over Ty Lue in the NBA Finals.
That's
not their Super Bowl win?
That was number two. Philly special is number two, but the AI, which is one of the coolest things ever, was number one.
Little Uzi Vert wasn't available for that one?
I guess not.
All right, that's it. You really have nothing, John?
Well, I mean, spawning from the Little Dicky conversation, when he was my spring concert along with Chance the Rapper my freshman year at UMass, and as he was doing the spring concert circuit, he did a web series called Behind the Dick, which... I know. That was the name of his series, and he couldn't, he would go around, it was all behind the scenes stuff, but it was kind of like Dave, it was hysterical, and I think it eventually spawned it. Jim Harbaugh was on it once,
because
he went to Michigan. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I can't wait for it.
Well, good stuff, there you go. The OMFers are loitering outside, they're up next. We will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. John and Scheim produced it, so if something went wrong, blame them. We'll see you tomorrow, Gresh and Keef, OMF, right around the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.